Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Save your cash. I think there's great FHA loans now. You can probably get like a loan for put down 10% or even 5%. So as soon as you save up some money, go to those opportunity zones, those areas that are a little seedy because the world's only getting bigger. So go buy any property you can.
Real quick, before the episode, I want to give you a gift of 25% off. And that gift actually is from TransUnion Smart Move. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Because as landlords, we tend to be most concerned with getting paid on time. You might also know that hundreds of thousands of landlords have to deal with the headaches of evicting tenants each year. Evicting a tenant can be painful, costing as much as $10,000 in court costs and legal fees, and take as long as 4 weeks to complete. What if there's a trusted way to help prevent the headaches of dealing with evicting a tenant? Make the smart move right from the start. Smart Move's online tenant screening solution can help you quickly understand if you're getting a reliable tenant, which will help you avoid potential problems such as non-payment and evictions. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast are invited to try Smart Move tenant screening for 25% off. Here's how Smart Move can help you find your next great tenant. Make a more informed decision with Smart Move's proprietary credit score built specifically for tenant screening, which predicts evictions 15% better than a typical credit score. Reduce non-payment risk with Smart Move's Income Insights Report, which enables you to analyze the applicant's income within minutes and determine if additional income verification is needed. Get critical information quickly with a full credit report, criminal background, and eviction history report. With over 5 million screenings completed, SmartMove can help you make a better leasing decision for your rental property. If you own a rental property, SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion SmartMove, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm your host today, Theo Hicks. And today we'll be speaking with Ben Bacall. Ben, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today and provide us with your real estate advice. A little bit about Ben. He is a real estate agent and co-founder of Rilla, which is a mobile app designed to provide the community with free, unencumbered access to real estate industry professionals. He has sold more than $2 billion, that's billion with a B, in real estate. One of his most notable transactions includes 1181 Hillcrest, which is the largest sale ever recorded in Beverly Hills history at $70 million. He's based out of Los Angeles, California, and you can say hi to him by downloading his app, Rilla, in the App Store. So Ben, before we dive into the meat of the conversation, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. My focus is twofold. I am a luxury agent, and I cater to those buyers that really don't need these expensive homes, but they just want to keep on stepping it up. So I'm doing a deal right now on the beach for $26 million. It's a beautiful beach house. I have a house in the Hollywood Hills for $30 million. The designer did all the James Perse stores across America. And working on another property in the Hollywood Hills for $40 million by a designer, Sciota Design Group. He's an architect out of South Africa. Hopefully I'm about to work on some really big deal for $100 million. But my bread and butter every day is deals between $500,000 up to $5 million. I do about $7 to $8 million a month in those transactions. So my focus these days is helping my teammates learn the ropes and get out there and get leads. And that's my focus, to help them get leads.
All righty. So for those of us that aren't too familiar with these size deals, I'm assuming we're talking about residential here. Let's start high level. How are you generating these leads? For example, your $26 million beach deal, these deals in the Hollywood Hills. How are these sellers finding you?
Well, it's been a long process, but I guess I can dial it back from day one. When I first sold my first luxury home for $3 million, I let everybody know up and down that street that I accomplished that sale. And I let them know door knocking, telling them face to face. I let them know with a postcard. I cold called. I sent out a video on YouTube. I did an e-blast letting them know. And essentially that's what I did with all my sales. And I leveraged the fact that I closed X, Y, and Z for so-and-so money, and that enabled me to get another opportunity to list someone else's house. And that's really the name of the game. I leveraged all the past sales I did, and people are like, wow, okay, I'm going to give this guy a shot. And that's how I got my foot in the door to get the listing. Often these sellers, they say, okay, maybe I'll sell. And then you have to prove to them that you're not just all talk. So I would get a potential listing. They'd say, yeah, I want to sell. Bring me some buyers. I would then go into my office at my real estate company and announce, hey, guys, I got this style home in this location. Who's got a buyer? And out of all the couple dozen realtors in the office, one person or two people say, yeah, I do. And I'd schedule a meeting and show that buyer. And that would be another meeting with that potential seller. They'd see me again. We'd build rapport with each other. And eventually I said to them, look, what if I was able to take some really cool photos from my professional camera or from my phone, and I can reach a really broader audience. And instead of just bringing one or two people, I'll bring 10, 20 people, because that's what it's going to take. And I rinsed and repeat. And lo and behold, I end up selling over $2 billion. My first year of real estate, I made $394,000 in commissions by using that tactic of hitting the pavement, door knocking, meeting as many people as I can, and convincing them with a smile on my face and an ease of comfort by just realizing that I'm not this pushy salesman, that I genuinely believe that their house is terrific and I can connect them to a potential buyer that could pay their price. Develop those relationships with those people, because this is all about a relationship game. People like you, they want to work with you. And if you can further provide a track record of success, then you're on your way to making millions of dollars.
Yeah, thanks for walking us through that entire process from your first deal and kind of your thought process for how to, number one, find leads, so find deals that actually sell, and number two, find those buyers. on the first hand, finding those leads. You mentioned some of the things that you did after you sold your first home, and one of those was a video. That's my first time hearing about that. It's a very interesting, unique strategy. Do you mind telling us what was all included in that first video?
Well, it was actually a WhatsApp video. I shot my camera, and then I used WhatsApp to send the video, and I basically chose a dozen of my contacts, actually a few dozen, and essentially, I handpicked them, thinking that they would like this pocket listing that I found, this off-market deal, this property you couldn't find anywhere else, and I sent out that video. I mainly did it with photos, because right now, the MLS and Homes.com and Zillow and all those, the MLS and Homes.com and Zillow and Trulia, they're all the same photos. So by just sitting at the MLS and sending content to these prospective clients of mine, I'm not providing them any value. They can go to the internet themselves and go search for that. So what I did is I literally went to these properties myself and I shot a bunch of photos that they couldn't see on the web, and I shared them on my phone, and I texted them or I emailed them to everybody, and they're like, oh, wow, what is this property? And some of the properties were actually on the MLS, but they just looked different because they never saw the fact that it had an ocean view or that it was beside a freeway or it had power lines in the view or that the grass, the backyard was actually bigger than what the photos were in the MLS. And that really differentiated me because I was providing value that no agent could find anywhere else. And I was getting comments on the texts saying, this house is awesome, but it's got this problem, or this is a deficiency, or this is why it's terrific. And that's what I did. And that got me a lot of reactions. It got me a lot of potential clients, and people were kind of tuning into me. But it only worked as fast as I could take photos and videos and send to people, unfortunately. But that's why I built Rilla.
So you're taking these photos and these pictures and said you're sharing them on WhatsApp?
Or text message or email.
Okay, so you have a list of these potential buyers. How did you create that list?
Just by meeting people. Whenever I'm out and about, and whether it's at a hotel or if it's waiting in line at the grocery store or about to eat dinner, if I feel like there's a potential buyer near me, I start conversations with them. And everyone likes to talk about real estate. And I drive that conversation towards, are you ever thinking of buying or selling a property? And they become a potential buyer. I also hold open houses, of course, and I get a lot of leads that way. And of course, these days I'm putting photos of properties that I visit, open houses, on my Facebook, on my Instagram, and most importantly on Rilla. So I can actually get the lead because my phone number actually shows up that way.
Okay, so let's dive into Rilla. So it's a mobile app. Do you mind kind of walking us through exactly what the app is? And then you can talk a little bit about the process of creating it, why you created it, any challenges you had creating it, things like that.
Exactly. So first of all, it can be found in the App Store on iOS only. Like I said, the way I was successful as an agent when I started is I would literally go door to door find these properties that weren't for sale. But then I had no way to distribute that content and tell people about it. So I take photos on my old Nokia phone and eventually my older iPhone, even BlackBerry, and I take these photos and I'd start sharing them with my network. I'd be like, look at this house I found on 1221 State Street. And I'd share it. And then I get maybe one or two texts back from 30 texts that I sent out with that photo. I'd be like, oh, where is that? And I'd send that also to realtors as well. Not only to my own buyers, I send it to realtors. And then from that photo, I'll get a potential lead through another agent and their buyer. I then show up to the property, show that client the house. Maybe it worked out and I got it sold. I went in escrow. Chances are I didn't, but it got me through the door and it showed the seller that I really got the goods and I got buyers. So what Rilla is a place where you can essentially go out to any open house or any off-market property, and you can post that photo into an area, and buyers, if they see that photo, and that photo takes them to the listing, because it will take them to the listing, I get the lead. So literally, instead of paying for lead through Zillow, TrulyHomes.com, all you need to do is go out to open houses, take photos, And if the buyer sees your photo and they click on it, you get the lead. It's that easy. So this whole project, Rilla, is to empower agents and go out and earn as much business as they desire. All they got to do is go out there like I did and shoot content and create listings. And the more photos that they put up, the more leads they're going to get. And it's all free. And the idea for consumers is that, like I said before, is that you're providing value because you're showing them photos that they can't see anywhere else. And that's the magic. And that's why I was so successful. It's like Instagram. Actually, it was in Forbes. It was in Forbes a couple of days ago. And The Real Deal talked about it, had an article about it, saying it's the Instagram of real estate. Except the difference is, instead of following people, you're following places. So buyers are following areas of interest that they like. Connecticut, Beverly Hills, Cincinnati, Chicago, Florida, Miami Beach. And your photos that you take out there, as you're posting them, they're dropping in the feed and you're dropping like breadcrumbs of like potential leads. So when I go to open houses now in LA, they're on Tuesdays and Sundays. Instead of leaving empty handed, I'm literally going to these open houses and I'm creating listings. I'm creating all these photos you can't find anywhere else. The idea here is to empower all the agents. Everyone out there, we're literally just sitting at our desk forwarding existing content that's on the MLS. Go bring value to all these customers out there by showing them what these properties actually look like. And your contact number is going to be right there. So for me, when I go get a pocket listing, how are you going to tell people about it? You can take a couple of pictures and put it in an email and blast it. Sure, that could be useful. But here, you can take 10 pictures. You can actually create a listing in under a minute. It literally takes like 30 seconds to create a listing. And then you always have it in your profile section. There's a share button right on that listing. So you can share it with the world on Facebook and Instagram, on Twitter, and so forth.
Is this just strictly in LA, or if I'm an agent in Cincinnati, is there a Rilla in Cincinnati as well?
Yeah. When you log on the app, it says you can follow three different neighborhoods, Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, and West Hollywood. But you can go into your profile section, you can follow any city. So we have actually thousands of users using it all over the country. And you can get to thousands of more buyers and sellers by simply creating a listing and then pressing the share button. There's a little arrow, and that shares directly to Facebook and Twitter and your email, your text. Mm-hmm. The idea is that it's all crowdsourced. So it's never been done before, where you go take a dozen pictures and then other people will be in that open house and they'll take photos and they're all going to contribute to one listing. And then that makes your job easier. So only your name is going to show up next to that photo to get the lead, if that makes sense.
Is this something that, from a business perspective, are you trying to get a lot of potential buyers to use the app, or is your goal to focus on getting a bunch of realtors to use the app, or both?
No, it's both. It's very much a consumer app, but it's all about free leads. The whole idea here is all these MLSs and Zillows, it's so expensive. These fees are exorbitant. Collectively, it's costing agents millions of dollars. But why? I mean,
to advertise on there, be the top of the list, things like that.
No, it's so expensive. Like Beverly Hills is $10,000. In the cheapest area in Los Angeles, $1,500 every month. They lock you into a 6-month contract. You get maybe one good lead a month, but the rest are just spam and they're bunk leads. And what's worse is we're uploading our content to the MLS and they're selling to Zillow. They're selling it back to us. And now they're just trying to cut us out of the business entirely.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what Rilla is trying to do is put the power back into the agent's hands. So it will never go to Zillow and realtor.com. And it's literally going from the agent directly to the consumer and then the consumer directly back to the agent. So we're cutting out the MLS and the Zillows that are trying to kill our livelihood. And we're empowering the agent to get out there and make as much money as he can just by taking photos and sharing them with their database via Rilla. That's free, all free. So I create this for myself because I have a couple hundred listings on there and I'm able to go into my profile and share those all day long. So instead of going home and playing Fortnite or watching my favorite TV show, I'll go home and I'll spend that 2 hours or even an hour. I'll just add content to different listings that I saw and I'll share that and boom. It's like for a new agent getting in the business, it's like almost impossible. I'll tell you why. Because the top agents in all these brokerages are favored and they're given the best splits. They're given the resources to succeed. They can leverage the fact that they did other sales, which is what I do, yes. But for a new agent, how do you get in the business? You got to spend money on Zillow for thousands of dollars. We can't afford that. We're just trying to get our feet wet, right? So this is what I did to start. I went out there and I hustled my door knocked and I cold called and I did the hard work. I put myself at risk and I made myself feel really uncomfortable. When you feel uncomfortable by saying hi to people you don't know, things happen in life. You start meeting people and connecting. Now, if you're not that type of person and you don't want to do that and you're going to open houses, don't leave empty-handed. Create listings from those open houses. Like literally create a listing. You can't do that on Instagram. It doesn't create a listing. It doesn't have your contact number. It doesn't have a description. It doesn't have a map associated to it. It doesn't have any real estate. It's all dogs, cats, girlfriends, girls in bikinis, guys in their underwear. You know, it's too everywhere. This is a app built by a realtor for a realtor. So you can literally get out there and promote yourself via sharing content, sharing photos of homes you see. So essentially agents, they're helping other listing agents broadcast their listing, if that makes sense.
Does yeah, make sense? Once I'm done with the interview today, I'm going to look up in Tampa and see what two properties are on there. All right, Ben, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing ever is to save your cash. I think there's great FHA loans now. You can probably get like a loan for put down 10% or even 5%. So as soon as you save up some money, go to those opportunity zones, those areas that are a little seedy because the world's only getting bigger. So go buy any property you can and rent that property. And you'll see a couple of years later, it's going to go up in value. And then you're going to refinance that cash out and you're maybe save a little bit more cash or another sales transaction you did. And you're going to go buy another one. And you're just going to keep on doing that until you're 6 years old, 80 years old, and you got 200 of those that are just cash flowing. It's called champagne money.
There you go. The champagne advice. All right, Ben, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes. Lightning round. Let's do it.
All righty. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you own a rental property, TransUnion SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion SmartMove, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
All right, Ben, best ever book you've recently read?
PayPal Wars.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I would sell shoes on the internet, like collectible shoes. I'd buy them on eBay, sell them somewhere else.
I actually used to do that in college on Nikes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
There you go.
What is the worst deal you've ever done?
Sell something I'd ever done.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, God, they're like every other deal. Just kidding. The worst deal I've ever done, I just said I had a bad deal 2 days ago. There was a homeless man sleeping in the house and I couldn't get him out of the $15 million home. And he kept on messing up the deal because he was always showing up every Sunday.
That's a unique one. And then lastly, what's the best ever place for the best ever listeners to reach you?
Instagram, Ben Bacall Estates. That works. I answer to everybody, so I'm really good at that. So if anyone wants to reach out to me, it's BenBacall Estates. And check me out there. You can also see the article in Forbes about Rilla too, which really explains what we're trying to do.
Fantastic. All right, Ben, I really appreciate the conversation today. Lots of solid information. Just because you know, you're been selling multi-million dollar homes doesn't mean that you can't apply some of his lessons to your business. Some things that stood out to me that I think everyone can apply is the way you were generating leads. So you do a deal and then you'd essentially let everyone know that you did that deal. And you use that by doing door knocking, you do face-to-face, you send postcard, you cold call, you make videos, you e-blast. But then the biggest thing you focused on was taking those photos that people couldn't find on the MLS, Trulia, homes.com, places like that, and sharing those with your potential buyers or potential sellers. And that kind of helped you evolve into starting Rilla, which is available in the iOS store. I'm definitely going to check that out after this call. And essentially, agents can post pictures and the pictures turn into listings. So it's the Instagram of real estate, as Forbes called it. But instead of following people, you are following areas. And of course, your best ever advice, the champagne advice, which is to buy a property. If you can, leverage the FHA low down payment, rent the property out, refinance, pull that cash out and do it again until you're 60, 70 years old to have 200 properties and are cash flowing and making that champagne money. So again, Ben, really appreciate it. Best ever listeners, thanks for tuning in and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Terrific. Bye for now.
The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.